Hello and welcome to the Thursday Night Veg Grower Podcast Supporters Club on the 21st of September 2023. Hope you are all well and having a great week. I'm currently sat in my office just going through my to-do list for this weekend. I've always been a big fan of writing to-do lists. I just find it helps me stay organised and plan my tasks effectively. I also find that jotting down what needs to be done in a garden or allotment is a great way to plan my content for the podcast and make sure I'm on track. Now, what I usually do after every visit to the garden or allotment, I create a to-do list, and I usually carry this through, so I also tick off lists that I have tackled. But of course, any tasks that haven't been tackled get added to the list as well. Now, what I also do is try and assign a priority number to each task. Tasks with a priority of number one are the highest, and these are usually the tasks that need immediate attention to prevent any potential harm to my plants or animals or even other human beings. For example, if a plant hasn't been watered and is looking a little bit dry and droopy, it needs immediate water to stop it from dying. If a chicken is looking a bit ill, it needs medication. Just a few examples of things that need immediate attention. Then, on the other hand, tasks with a priority of number five are lower in urgency. They can be tackled when time allows. But of course, let's not forget that a task that isn't high priority at the moment might become a higher priority, so we can move those up through the number system as required. Now, when I do tackle some work on the garden or allotment, I always start with the high priority tasks. Just so then they are done and out the way makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? Now, there is always something incredibly satisfying about ticking those tasks off the list as well. So what's on my to-do list for this weekend? I always like to share with you what I plan to do this weekend so that you might have a guide of anything that you will want to tackle. Now, the top task for this weekend is to plant out my garlic. Typically, I plant my garlic around the 20th of September, and this I find just ensures it has plenty of time to grow and experience the cold snap that is essential for forming cloves. So this weekend is ideal. Now, so planting out garlic can take quite a while, so we're not going to tackle a huge amount other than that, but other than I want to plant out my kale and spring cabbage plants as well. But we will need to add some lime to the soil just to ensure that they have the right conditions. Now, both of these tasks will be tackled on my allotment and at home because I'm planning to grow all these plants in both locations. And of course, added to that, we will be harvesting, weeding, usual sort of thing. Good news is we haven't got to worry about watering this weekend. It's been a bit wet these last few days. Now, speaking of the weather, it looks like the weekend forecast is just a little bit more promising. It looks to be a little bit more drier here. Don't know what it's going to be like where you are, but it looks a bit more promising for me to be able to get out and tackle a few tasks. Now, one thing that was on my to-do list for today was to sow the mooli radish or daikon radish from this month's gift pack. Now, mooli radish is a really versatile ingredient used in many Asian recipes. And as a child, I used to see it in the local greengrocers, these huge, long, white roots. And I always wondered what they were. It wasn't until we grew up and realised what they are. Absolutely delicious, I've got to say. Added a nice little flavour to many dishes. So what do we need to grow these radishes? Well, they need somewhere sunny or even partially shaded in a garden or allotment to grow, as well as soil that is well drained with good fertility. So what I usually do with my no-dig approach is I just lay compost on top of the bed before sowing, and the worms do all the work for us. I found that the worms have loosened the soil further down, so we do want, if you are starting with virgin ground, of course, about 30 centimetres of loosened soil going down, with plenty of compost or well-rotted organic matter to improve the fertility of the soil. Then what we're going to do is sow the seeds. Now, I actually sowed my seeds in my plug plants in my greenhouse just to get them started, but they can be sown directly in the soil. We want to give them about 5 centimetres apart in a drill that is about a centimetre deep. And then we want to give them about 30 centimetres between each row. So not too difficult to do. Cover them back over, of course, and maintain consistent soil moisture without overwatering. Easier said than done when it's raining like it is now, but this is where free draining soil really does help. Then all we've got to do is water deeply when dry. Now, once the seedlings reach about 3-4 centimetres in height, we might want to thin them out to give them about 15 centimetres between each plant to allow the roots to develop. And then as the plant grows, we might want to apply a mulch around the plants just to help reduce that moisture and suppress weed growth. Good thing these are root vegetables, so they are going to go down in order to search for roots. Now, mooli are heavy feeders, so a good balanced fertilizer during the growing season will help to promote healthy growth. But if you've got plenty of compost and you've added plenty of compost, you might find that that does well enough. In terms of pests, the good thing is about this time of year, we're not going to suffer too much from pests, but you could suffer from your normal aphids or cabbage root flies that might cause problems. But I don't think we will, to be honest. Now, these radishes are typically ready in about 2 months, but you can leave them in the ground for a little bit longer. Usually you want them to be about 5 centimetres in diameter, but you can actually let them grow much, much bigger. Getting them out of the soil is always a challenge, a bit like parsnips or carrots. They may not come easy, but a nice fork just to loosen the soil might be enough to break them. Now, once harvested, we can store these in a cool, dark place in a refrigerator where they can be stored for several weeks or in a box of sand. And then that's it. That is our mooli up and growing and ready to go. Now, I do recommend that if you have pretty compacted soil or on clay like I have, these mooli radishes can actually be planted alongside something like carrots and stuff like that to help break down the soil and really free up or loosen the soil. So there you go. Give it a go and let us know how you get on. It's really easy to go. Right, I will be back again on Sunday with the Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast. And actually on Sunday night at 6 p.m. we do have our live stream where we go live on YouTube and Facebook. This week we are discussing why we grow our own food. The live stream is a debate show is the way I want to look at it. I share my thoughts and I encourage the audience to share their own thoughts as well. I've actually found the phone so people can call in if they need to. Well, guys, until next time, please take care and happy gardening.